Hello, and welcome to Ahead of the Curve, where we look at the most important market drivers for this coming week and for opportunities beyond the consensus. My name is Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi, CIO Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management.
Three things drive asset prices in our view: the macro, bottom-up fundamentals, and transformational innovation. Earnings reports next week will tell us more about one transformational innovation, and that is artificial intelligence. One measure of just how important AI has been to the equity markets is how much it has contributed to the performance of the S&P 500 since the launch of ChatGPT. It turns out that more than two-thirds of the gains in the S&P 500 are coming from AI. And this is based on the return contributions from companies that are and have been part of our UBS CIO AI portfolio. So before we preview the earnings reports from Google and IBM, let me share some takes on the macro landscape. There was a lot of talk again about President Trump dismissing Jerome Powell as Fed chair last week. We think this is highly unlikely. This would essentially question the independence of the Fed and would undermine the credibility of U.S. institutions. It would make investors wary about purchasing U.S. assets, in particular U.S. treasuries, which are needed to fund the budget deficit. We recently published a note on the fiscal tightrope that the U.S. is walking. Drawing on economic theory, we highlighted that the credibility of institutions is key to successfully overcoming a high budget deficit. So while the rumors of an early departure of Jerome Powell may be continuing, we think it would be detrimental to U.S. financial markets and hence is very unlikely. On the trade policy side, the tariff noise continues. We have consistently recommended to see through the back and forth of the tariff negotiations and to buy equities on tariff dips. We still forecast that effective tariffs will settle around 15% by the end of the year. One emerging risk on our radar is that the administration could see the strong stock market performance as a barometer for its trade policy success, and hence push for more and more concession, extending negotiation timelines further. The European Union, one of the largest trading partners of the US, is a case in point. And we also heard Treasury Secretary Bessent talk about the timeline for a deal with China, possibly shifting further out. This means more uncertainty for companies, which weighs on the economy. Paradoxically, it may take a market pullback to get the trade deals done. This suggests more volatility to come in the weeks ahead. So while the macro remains uncertain, we see Q2 S&P 500 earnings come in ahead of expectations. And we expect positive takes on AI from both Google and IBM reporting on Wednesday. The key metrics to watch from Google are cloud growth and any comments on user growth, both for its large language model Gemini and its AI overviews. You probably have seen the AI overviews showing up in your search results more and more often. This is Google's response to the AI native assistants that we are increasingly using, such as ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Claude. In an antitrust trial against Google, Apple executive Eddie Q recently revealed that in April of this year, Google searches within Safari dropped for the first time in 22 years. Why? Because people are spending more and more time getting answers from large language models. So we expect Google's AI metrics to come in strong. Yet over time, Google needs to more than offset any decline from search with new AI-based solutions. Google is facing the classic innovator's dilemma. It needs to disrupt its most profitable core business with Gen AI solutions. For IBM, we watch out for the growth of Watson X, its Gen AI enterprise platform. This we take as a broader sign for enterprise demand for Gen AI. So I'd like to leave you with three takeaways for this week. One, for AI to feature strongly in earnings this week, that 2, after a strong earnings season, the macro perspective will start to dominate again, and that we need to brace for more macro volatility ahead.
Thank you for listening. Stay well and stay ahead.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.